Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and we're here with Anna Lacomi. And she is a life coach, an extraordinary woman who brings together other powerful women and actually just helps you recognize what your path is and what is your power. And Anna is going to talk to us this Friday about some numerology and some astrology that she came up with for me and maybe look at some of my life issues and women in general. So take it away, Anna.
Yes, thank you, Dr. K. Yes, so that is exactly it. I love to look at human design, astrology, numerology as kind of a mirror that reflects back to us who we are, what our greatest gifts are, what essence we can tap into to have our gifts be even bigger and better, and really how we're meant to change the world in a positive way. And so I did pull your numerology, your astrology, and your human design. And immediately your numerology struck me because it is quite rare for me to come across a fellow life path 11. And so that is what me and you are. And that is known as the goddess archetype. It's known as the master architect. So it's not just feminine. It's also a master architect and also an intuitive imager. And so this is a very powerful way, a powerful ability to imagine something and make it come to life.
Wow.
Have you had this experience where you dream up something or have a vision and then whoop, you kind of not manifest, that sounds like you didn't do it, but you basically bring it to life?
All the time. I can't tell you all my crazy ideas. Like maybe 50% of them don't work out, but 50% they just happen. And crazy stuff like making a podcast, and then here we are 600 episodes into it. So it's fun.
Yes. So that is the brilliance of the Life Path 11. And the Life Path 11 is also known for really, really high intelligence. Some of the smartest people on the planet have a Life Path 11 as well. So it's not just this, it's a combination of intelligence, but also really big creativity. If you think of a goddess, you know, birthing, being the creator, it's basically imagining something in your brain and bringing it into life. So that is what you have with this delicious Life Path 11. And if you guys are listening and you might be a Life Path 11, and you know that by just adding up your birth month, day, and year together, if it adds up to 11, you're in the Dr. K and Anna Lacomi club of being a Life Path 11. And the big advice for this, and this really put me on my trajectory, was embracing a kind of goddess being an essence. And I feel like, Dr. K, you already have that going really strongly. That's why I'm wearing pink to my conversation with you. But really not being afraid to be feminine in the workplace, not afraid to bring that feminine touch to what you're doing.
And I think that's very timely because it is Women's History Month and International Women's Day is coming up this weekend. And I would say it's not so easy to embrace the goddess side of you. And I'm full of self-doubt and worry. And always, as a woman, you're comparing yourself to every other beautiful goddess out there. And it's taken a really long time to feel comfortable in who I am. And I know there are so many women out there on the same path and journey. And not to mention that we don't even have time to work on ourselves because we're so busy being mothers and keeping the household together and, you know, working, doing our jobs and things like that. I would say it's pretty challenging.
And the last thing we want to do is like spend time on ourselves or do something extra special for ourselves. But I actually see you doing that. I see that on your Instagram a lot. I do get this more lively, vibrant energy from your office, from your staff, from your clients. I do see that. And so with the Life Path 11, it's about embracing that, taking that extra time to pick out your earrings. Like both of us are wearing earrings. That's very Life Path 11, right? Just a pop of earrings to make us feel more feminine and beautiful. And with the Life Path 11, what really activates this kind of goddess energy, because you are meant to bless the world and you're already blessing the world. But in order to bless the world even more, it's kind of becoming that character, becoming that person that people come to like it's a temple, which makes me think of your practice, right? People come to the temple. Your website also is sort of like a temple that has people for education, has different options for your skincare line. It's this like welcoming place that people are magnetized towards.
Yeah, we try to make a real community in our office. So when we do parties and events, it feels like a girl gang getting together. And that I love that feeling of just like you don't even have to buy anything, you don't have to be doing anything. We just like to hang out with great women and men. We
It's on.
don't exclude men.
No, we cannot exclude them. And
Always like 10% men, though. I wish they'd come in bigger droves.
maybe they will in the future. But Dr. K, it's on my bucket list to attend one of your events. Every time I see you posting about it, I'm like, why am I on the East Coast? What am I doing here?
Know.
But I love what you said about creating this community, because when I look at your astrology, pivoting a little bit over there, in your 11th house, which represents community and the movement you're meant to build, it's in the sign of Libra. That is a very feminine side. Libra is all about aesthetics, beauty, balance, harmony, diplomacy. It's all about, being very, very diplomatic and nurturing and caring and saying things, but with heart. It's kind of like that. Even if it's a harsh truth, Libra is not afraid to say the harsh truth. And Libra can also be feisty when it comes to justice. But this movement that you're meant to lead, what makes you really attractive to all these women that gravitate towards you, is that Libra essence, which is very
Interesting.
goddessy.
But I'm Aquarius, but there's some Libra in there.
Oh yeah, I mean, you are Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Moon, Aquarius Mercury, so you are definitely like firing on all cylinders when it comes to Aquarius. But when I look at astrology, it's more about your career direction and the legacy, right? So even though your personality might be very Aquarius, which is very innovative, very humanitarian, cares about the collective, on the cutting edge of everything, that's very Aquarian. But the movement you're here to lead is a lot more soft, feminine, balance, harmony. And honestly, Libra, I associate with the color pink. So I say that
So funny. Oh my goodness. That's so nice to understand a little bit about yourself through astrology. I always liked astrology when I was younger, and then I kind of let it go and haven't really looked at it much. But I know so many of my patients and friends are really into it, and I'm sure it does govern so many life paths, just the pull of the moon and the earth.
who knows,
Who
right?
knows?
We're all just a bunch of particles impacted by other energies, other particles passing through us. Who knows? It's so funny because I was never like a spiritual woo-woo person. I was actually, raised by Polish immigrants, very logical, practical, no nonsense, get great grades, nothing less than 100. Nothing, there was no room for even emotions in the way I was raised, to be honest. However, working with other women, I've just found that these spiritual systems give you the green light. Give you the green light to just be you and embrace yourself. So like if your movement is this Libra quality, going all in on that Libra aesthetic, Libra branding, Librafy the events even more, and don't worry about everything else. Really get laser focused on the essence you're meant to create in this world. And so it gives women clarity and it gives them confidence, because so many of us have dreams, but then we're like, that's not me. I can't do that. But if I point to your chart, like I'm looking at your charts now, I can literally point my finger and say, girl, this is you. This is actually destined for you. Then I get less pushback and women actually take that bold action. That's what I found. Whether they're CEOs just starting their careers, whether they're professional artists, whether they're business owners like you and I, seeing that confirmation and that permission slip in astrology is often that push they need to just take that leap.
Wow. Okay, we need to have all the ladies reach out and get their astrology consultation with you. I mean,
Definitely.
I actually feel like right now I'm on the threshold of I have a huge idea. I know I'm going to make it happen,
Ooh.
but for some reason, the big part of me is like, oh, I don't know. Is the timing right? Can I actually do that? Do I want to open that door? Because I just know it's going to lead down a big tidal wave path, and then that could be a great thing. But then also, like my quiet homebody, lazy side, that's sitting here with Buddy. That side of me is like, I don't know if I want that. It's like a tidal wave coming. I have to like really figure that out.
So I have no idea what this juicy idea is, but let me tell you what really was clear to me looking across all your charts. For me, I don't know how this is going to land with you, but what I am seeing is a much bigger emphasis on creativity, whatever that means for you. I don't know if it's arts, like something very artistic, creative. And in your 10th, in your 10th house, you have the sign of Leo. So that tells me for maximum fulfillment in your career, it really is about embracing that Leo energy. The Leo energy to me is a generous queen. And yes, she takes the spotlight. She's not afraid to take the stage because she's doing it for the benefit of her queendom. And so that's what I'm seeing for you. Major visibility, self-expression, creativity is in your chart for me as a next step. So that's what I'm seeing.
God is very funny and prophetic, but yeah, it's funny. I mean, I want all that, of course. Which queen doesn't want all that for themselves? But I also have that lazy side that's like, oh, am I ready? I'm gonna have to gear up, get my ambitions together. I know every person does, like whether you're out there and applying to med school or you're trying to figure out like, are you the right person to begin teaching? Are you the right one to get married or have a baby? These are like those, big life decisions where you doubt yourself and you want it and then you
And the
don't
pressure
have
of time,
it.
especially for women, right?
Exactly.
And the fear of regrets. We're scared to take the leap, and then we're scared we're gonna regret not taking the leap. So.
And then you wonder how your life is going to change, and then you cannot take paths backwards. But
Yeah.
change is good. Change is good.
Dr. K, I'd love to give you some advice on how to know what the right decision is for you because it's really clear in your chart, okay? You have two mechanisms going on in your human design chart. Number one, you have this mechanism where you get these intuitive whispers that make you want to get up and just go do something immediately. So that is functioning for you, whether it's call someone, collaborate, introduce someone, create a new skincare product for your line. Like you get this intuitive, subtle, little sassy whisper that makes you just want to get up out of your seat and go. So that is one thing that's operating in your energy. The other thing that's operating in your energy that's for bigger ideas is this emotional wave. So you will have this gut feeling in your body, this idea, yes, you feel it in your brain, but it's a full body yes that you're pulled towards. And you don't want to pull the trigger until the emotional waves settle down. So if you have a big decision that could be life-changing, whether that is this idea you're thinking about right now, moving, collaborating, like something big, you'll get this emotional wave where one day you'll wake up super excited about it. The next day you'll wake up really freaked out about it. The next day you'll wake up again and you'll be like, oh my God, this is so fun. The next day you'll say, oh my gosh, this might be dreadful. And so
This is
this,
exactly what I'm going through right
yes,
now.
you're deep in the wave, and that is okay. It's one of your superpowers, actually. Extremely emotionally attuned. That's something else I also saw on your chart. Deep, deep feeler. Sensitive soul came through in your chart too. And this wave, even though it feels uncomfortable, because it feels like you can't make a decision, right? One day you're ready to pull the green light, the next day you're pulling back.
It's so me.
So what happens is these waves, you have to let them pass. And as daughters of immigrants, we are not raised to feel emotions. We are raised to shut that whole department down, right? Don't listen to emotions, use your brain. But according to human design, the wisdom is in the body. It's very goddess energy too. The wisdom is in the body. Let those emotions go until the peaks get smaller and smaller and smaller, and you reach this neutrality. And the beautiful thing about you, Dr. K, is once you reach that neutrality, you are ironclad in your decision. Don't regret it ever. You don't look back. You don't think back on it. You move forward with peace. But you have to allow that wave to pass through and don't pull the trigger earlier. Because what happens is if you pull the trigger earlier, you're always going to doubt whether that was the right choice. Even if it's the best thing that ever happened to you, there will be a part of you that's going to go, was that really the best choice? So it is important for you to reach that neutrality. That's what makes you ironclad.
I love that. I guess that's my, for every person, that's the way they work out decisions. But I definitely feel that some mornings I'm like, so what a great idea. Other mornings I'm like, this is not going to work. This is just not going to work. What am I thinking? So that's so interesting that you can tell all that from a chart.
Yes. And as a society, we are moving towards the emotional authority that you have. So more babies are going to be born with this mechanism that you have. But currently, the world is not set up to support people like you with an emotional authority because it's about speed, decisiveness. And we get this messaging that's like, if you're not a decisive CEO, you're not a bold, courageous, successful CEO, right? Successful CEOs make quick moves. That is all fake conditioning. And that's part of why I do this work, because as women, we get this messaging that literally goes against our design. And that can actually cause us to make mistakes. That can cause you to jump when you're not, when it's not neutral yet.
It's very true. And I negatively associate that feature of myself with being indecisive.
Wow.
You know, I think that I'm so indecisive. I take so long to make decisions. Even my husband tells me, like, just decide already. And like, whether it's shopping for something or some bigger life decision, I go back and forth a million times. And I guess it's this wave in me.
And
I interpret it as like, I'm really indecisive. I have to learn how to be more decisive.
And we were raised, so believe it or not, over 50% of the population has an emotional authority. And so many people are walking around thinking they're indecisive and this is bad. But really, we live in this world where we're not aware of this, first of all. Your husband is likely a sacral. He knows in the moment. He doesn't need time. He doesn't need to sleep on it. You need to sleep on it. Sometimes you need one night. Sometimes you need a whole month. Okay. but we don't live in a world that supports that. And yeah, so I would recommend letting the emotions pass through you. Stop resisting them. Go, that's the wave Anna told me about. And see how that wave passes faster. It's one of those spiritual principles. The more we resist it, I hate the fact that I woke up feeling this way. I'm indecisive. The more that wave is going to be stronger. It's going to be a tsunami. You know what I mean? But if we just surrender to it, suddenly it's just a little ripple. And the next day you wake up and you are clear.
Yeah.
Actually, you are ironclad. When I work with people who have different intuition types, they will change the next day. Okay. Because they don't have the same process. But you, it takes longer in the beginning to get there. But once you get there, you're set. The rest of us, like me, I don't have this emotional authority. It takes me faster in the moment, but then I'm like rocky. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I change my mind. But you, if you allow those emotions to pass, reach neutrality, you're golden.
That's so interesting. Yeah. But it's interesting how society does condition all of us women to negatively interpret that features of our feminine side that are just part of us, that, you know, the connectivity we have, the way we make decisions, and just various things that are not necessarily business related.
No, they affect everything. And then we walk around not only struggling sometimes with not knowing how to use this, but then we beat ourselves up for having that, right? And it's like a balance of the short term. This
Put
me off today versus the long term. Wow, we have nurtured this talent for so long and they are lifers. They actually represent my company now. And the fact that, you know, we have this long term employees sheds a positive light on our culture. Right. And I think that's where women are better. I think we're a little bit better when it comes to that long term thinking, right? As opposed to that reactive leadership that we were raised in, right? Where it is a little more authoritative and dictatorial.
So true. What other advice can you give women out there this month, and with Women's History Month and International Women's Day is coming, and women, we have it a little hard. I want to reach out and give some advice to get people motivated.
Yes. This message is inspired by your chart. You have something that I also have, which is an open heart. Believe it or not, our heart chakras are open. And a lot of the women I work with have this too. And I think a lot of women that gravitate towards you will have this open. And how this manifests is this is the area where we have this blind spot for our value. Most women feel this way. We don't really see our worth. We doubt our worthiness as a human. We will define ourselves by our achievements, by how we look, or by our relationships, our job titles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we feel this need to prove ourselves constantly. That's the open heart biggest thing. And so we're overdoing, over-delivering, over-giving, undercharging, pouring into everyone. And another manifestation of this open heart is imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always feel like we have to earn and deserve, and we haven't yet earned or deserved a seat at the table to express our opinion, that we are experts and authorities. And so my advice for this upcoming Women's Day is, I don't want us to villainize imposter syndrome any longer. I'm so sick of the messaging that says, fix your imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome's holding you back. I'm sick of it. No more. Instead, I want everyone out there who feels imposter syndrome to celebrate it as evidence that you are pushing against your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's evidence that you're going big. It's mm-hmm. evidence that you're going above and beyond. You're probably doing things people have never done.
Mm-hmm.
So let's celebrate that little voice that's scared, because she wouldn't be scared if you weren't doing big things. So I welcome all women to celebrate this feeling right now.
Such a great message, actually. We should teach our daughters this.
Yes. Instead of that blaming and shaming ourselves, not only are we doing big, courageous things, but then we're like, I wish I were more confident. No.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have the open heart like Dr. K and I has, that feeling is probably never going to fully go away.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn how to see our value and worth with time, doing things like inner child work, self-love, just taking care of ourselves, spoiling ourselves with amazing skincare products, for example, right? That mm-hmm. all contributes to a signal, I am worth it. But let's not blame and shame ourselves when we don't feel like superwomen, because we're already operating like superwomen.
Yeah, and just putting yourself out there where you feel vulnerable is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't thank you enough for this really insightful, you know, knowledge. And I did not know these things about myself. I love the fact that you explained my emotional roller coaster decision making.
Yes.
And my imposter syndrome, even though I lecture on some of the biggest stages all around at big
yes.
meetings in the world. And I always get a little flash of imposter syndrome, like, what the heck? And then I think you're right. We need to celebrate it. Taking big risks.
Yes. I told my friends, the day I tell you I no longer feel imposter syndrome is the day I'm done. Just cut me off. I'm clearly done because I'm not doing anything new, big, or exciting. So I'm done. So as long I now see imposter syndrome as a little friend on this fun journey with me.
That's amazing. Well, I want all women to be able to reach out, whoever's listening, whoever wants a little life coach motivation. How can they find you, Anna, and get like a reading with you?
I love to be on both YouTube and Instagram. You can find me by looking at Anna Lakomy, LAKOMY. And yeah, I would love to meet you.
Yeah, check her out. We've done one other podcast together. You guys should go and listen. And I know in our future that you and I are going to be on a stage together. I feel it. You have such a good presence, and I think you can motivate women in aesthetics, the industry that I'm in, and just women in general need to take a little more control of their feminine side. And coming from you and I, the same immigrant type of background, it's so interesting to reposition how we think about our ambition in this modern world.
Thank you so much, Dr. K.
Love you. Stay beautiful. Thanks so much, guys. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And check it out, because we may have meetings coming soon where you can find Anna. I'm trying to get her on some panels in the future. And I know that you guys would love her Instagram channel as well. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.